This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The Parliament of Myanmar, also known as Burma, on Tuesday elected Thin Shaw as the country's new president. His election ushered the long-time opposition party of Aung San Suu Kyi into government. Suu Kyi is the party's unquestionable leader, but is blocked from becoming president because of a constitutional clause that excludes anyone with a foreign spouse or children. Anna Roberts, executive director of the Burma Campaign UK, told me that Suu Kyi will be ruling from behind the scenes.
The selection of Thin Shaw as president is an indication of how far Burma is from democracy in reality, because Aung San Suu Kyi's party won the overwhelming landslide victory in November's election, and by rights she should be president. But for the military in Burma, her being president is an absolute red line, and they have not budged an inch in trying to their efforts to amend the constitution to allow that. So that's why we see Thin Shaw selected today as president. And as you say, Aung San Suu Kyi will effectively be the decision maker, and Thin Shaw more sort of figurehead for government. So he's chosen because he's very close to Aung San Suu Kyi. He's completely trusted and loyal aide over many years.
Has he gone down well with voters? I mean, what do we know? We know that he's a trusted aide, but also, is he voter friendly, as it were? Do people seem to like him in Burma?
Well, of course, he hasn't been elected because he's not an MP, so he hasn't been directly elected. I think people in Burma would love to see Aung San Suu Kyi as their president, but they're still pleased to see a civilian as president after many decades of direct rule by the military.
It obviously ushers Aung San Suu Kyi's party into government. They're now as the president, but what challenges do they face?
Well, the challenges ahead are enormous, because while we will see the NLD in government from the 1st of April, they won't be in complete control. They're forced into power sharing with the military. So this process that we've seen in Burma is part of a very carefully designed process by the military. They've drafted a constitution which ensures their power at many levels in government. They still retain direct controls in government over key ministries. And of course, the army is completely independent from civilian rule, so remains in essence more powerful than the civilian part of the government. And, of course, they still have 25% of seats in Parliament. And those soldiers sitting in Parliament have a key role to play, and that is to block any future attempts by the NLD to reform the constitution and make Burma more democratic. So the obstacles ahead are enormous, and we've seen increased fighting between the army and ethnic groups, particularly in Shan State, massive humanitarian problems, incredible human rights problems, the army still committing attacks against civilians, rape against ethnic women, terrible human rights abuses. But unfortunately, the NLD will be unable to control the military, as they remain totally independent from civilian power. So huge challenges ahead from Burma. And all of this indicates, you know, Burma is still very far from being a true democracy.
Do you think that perhaps now that there is the president there, now that there is the government there, do you think maybe by having international support, could it help?
Well, I think obviously the NLD are hoping that they can, you know, push through further reforms, and certainly they'll be able to implement policies to help people in Burma. But you know, Aung San Suu Kyi has said one of the top priorities for her new government will be securing peace and better rights for Burma's many ethnic groups. But again, you know, it's difficult to see how they'll be able to do that, because while they'll be able to negotiate with ethnic groups, when it comes to actually implementing any peace agreements, again, they don't control the army, they don't control the police or security forces. So again, we see the system clearly designed by the military to prevent the NLD exercising real power in many of the areas that they are most sensitive about, in terms of ethnic groups particularly.